Elissa Walker Campbell, thank you so much for making a point to join us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hour number one rolls on, and it certainly has been an incredible month of March Madness, and we've got you covered. Make sure that you join us next Friday night, a new time, 6 to 8 Central Time, for our Final Four show. We're going to be coming to you live from the Gao Media headquarters. I'm going to be teamed up with our very own, the very talented Dylan Gwynn, as we get you set for the big weekend of the Final Four and the biggest and best in sports. We'll be dropping by for some wonderful interviews. We're looking so forward to it. Well, as we continue to celebrate March Madness, we have invited back on our program former OU and Phoenix Suns standout, the great Alvin Adams, who is the president of the facility management for the Talking Stick Resort Arena, the home of the Phoenix Suns. Welcome back, Alvin. It's good to have you with us on the show tonight.
Good to talk to you again, Elisa.
Let's start off with our Oklahoma Sooners. And you had an incredible collegiate career at Oklahoma and also, as I had just mentioned, with the Phoenix Suns. But I want to focus on OU. How much fun has it been to watch the Sooners this year? I mean, they've just had a remarkable run under the leadership of head coach Lon Kruger and Buddy Shield.
Yeah, we never even made it to any playoffs, not the NCAA tournament, not the NIT. So it's a lot of fun to watch this group. I especially like the fact that there's four guys there. I don't even know the number. They've started more than 100 games together. Mm-hmm. I didn't even play 100 games in my 3 years at OU. And here's four guys that have started every game together. Isn't that fun to watch? I guess three of them are seniors and Woodard's a junior. But how neat is that? And to see a team playing like that. And, of course, I played against Lonnie, and I knew when he came to Oklahoma and you or somebody interviewed me, I said, I think of two words with Lon Kruger. I think winner and integrity. And look what he's done along with the rest of the coaching staff and the athletic program there and those players. Got us on the verge of a really special year.
Well, and I was going to say, how refreshing is it, you know, to see Buddy Hield? He's played all 4 years and spent his time in Norman, Oklahoma. You see so many of these players today, you know, they'll play a year or two and then they opt out.
Well, we have a number of players. We have four on our team with the Phoenix Suns that played 1 year at Kentucky.
Yeah.
And are now in the NBA. And I have nothing to complain about. I only played 3 years at Oklahoma and left a year early. So for some guys, it makes sense. And for many others, it may not make sense. We'll never know with Buddy if what he would have been in the NBA this year. But because he stayed, look at the fun and excitement for himself, for his teammates, for the OU fans. And I know he's not regretting it. And, of course, everybody hopes their team wins it all this year. And we've got as good a chance as anybody.
Former Sooner standout and NBA All-Star with the Phoenix Suns. He was the NBA Rookie of the Year in 1976. The great Alvin Adams is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wanted to get his perspective on some March Madness. And I have to ask you, you know, when we watch college basketball, how much has the game changed since you played?
Well, I have watched more college basketball this year than I have in since I can remember, for two reasons. One good reason, maybe one not so good. The good reason is because my Sooners are such a great team this year. Maybe the not so good a reason is our Suns are not going to make the playoffs, and we're going to have a really good draft pick. So I kept hearing about this Ben Simmons. So I watched a couple of games of his this year, seen some of the other good players around the country. And of course, everybody's looking at Buddy Hield because he can score, but I love watching guys like Buddy Hield, because he is the Steph Curry of the NCAA right now. And, yes, everybody knows these two guys can shoot, and they can shoot it better than anybody in their two leagues right now. But I love to watch them get open. How do they get open? With the ball, without the ball, because the other team knows that these guys are the premier, the best in their league. So they're devising these defensive schemes, these whatever, these boxing ones, these double teams, these switches, whatever, and just to watch these two guys get open is a lot of fun. And we're going to be watching Steph Curry go for the record 73 by a team. They're gearing up for the playoffs to defend their title. And when do the Sooners play this weekend? I haven't even looked at that yet. I've been out of town for a week, so I'm looking forward to their games too.
So when you evaluate Buddy Hield, I mean, how do you see him making that crossover and taking his game to the next level? Obviously, you were able to do it. You had a standout rookie season, 19 points, 9 rebounds, almost 6 assists, and you were the Rookie of the Year.
Well, most of the guys that come into the NBA were stars on their college teams. So most of us, me, Buddy, everybody in between, from the 70s to today, we've been standouts for some time. So we're used to shooting. We're used to doing the right plays, the big plays. So I don't think it's unusual for guys to be able to step in. So if he gets to the right team and gets a chance to play, I mean, I look at our Devin Booker. He didn't get a lot of chance to play the first third of the season because he had a couple of other Kentucky guys in front of him, and Eric Bledsoe and Brandon Knight, and Eric Bledsoe went down at Christmas with a season-ending injury. So now the rookie Devin Booker is showing the great talent that he is. So hopefully Buddy ends up on a team that he gets to play right away. If he doesn't get to play right away, there's going to be veterans. Listen to him, Buddy. Watch him. Emulate the best. You can see, I don't remember him coming to OU 4 years ago. I don't remember the name. And I heard somebody on TV the other day say he and Niang from, or Niang, I'm not sure I pronounced his name, from Iowa State. These guys weren't highly regarded.
Right.
They're both, I'm guessing, if they haven't already announced it, they are first or second team All-Americans for sure, these two guys. And look how they've developed their game, staying in college all that time, and how exciting it is for them and their teams. An impact player because he can get open and hopefully ends up on the right team or the right team soon. And if he doesn't get it right off the bat, then listen and learn from the veterans on the team.
The great Alvin Adams is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out the entirety of this interview at our podcast page. Go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and of course, follow us on Twitter at eRadio Sports. And as we visit with Alvin Adams, you are only one of four Sooners to have your jersey retired. Wayman Tisdale, Mookie Blaylock, Stacey King. Give us one of your most memorable stories from your playing days at Oklahoma.
Okay. I don't remember what month. It would have been in the preseason because we played a non-conference opponent, South Carolina. And at the time, if my memory is correct, they were, I want to say by one poll, we had the AP and the UPI back then, they were ranked second in the country, I think. So we're playing a quality appointment. I believe it was my sophomore year. We had a good team. And I believe it was the same day they imploded the old press box on the west side of the football stadium. So we all went over there and stood at a safe distance and watched them implode a big old concrete and steel structure and thought that was pretty neat. And later that night we played the South Carolina team, and they had, if I remember, John Rush, Alex English, some other guys, and we beat them. That was a big win. Of course, whenever we played Oklahoma State, because I think we beat them a lot more than they beat us, I'm sure of it. So that was always a fun win, the big competition against the best teams in the conference at that time. The Big Eight was they were Kansas and Kansas State and Missouri, and we beat them sometimes. So those were always big wins. And going out west, my junior year, we got to play San Diego State and Santa Barbara and UCLA and John Wooden's last championship. We didn't fare too well in that game, but it was memorable playing against a great UCLA team and John Wooden in his last season.
Uh-huh. The great Alvin Adams has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Former Suns Rookie of the Year, drafted in 1975, the fourth overall pick, and now the Vice President of Facility Management. Tell us just quickly, how did you get involved in that?
Okay, real quickly, when I was a little kid, I lived in that neighborhood where new houses were popping up, and I used to like to crawl around them, and I said, I want to be an architect someday. And I grew quicker than my skills as a draftsman developed, so I became a good basketball player in junior high. I played in high school, played in college, played in the pros. But while I played for the Suns, I went back to Arizona State University, got my pre-architectural done, was going to apply to the College of Architecture when I retired, but that was the year there was an ownership change. The Suns wanted to build a new facility. I joined the design and development team. I never went back and got a degree in architecture, but I helped design, develop, and run the arena.
Wow. Continued success. And, of course, you played your final year for Jerry Colangelo when he had bought the team. We are short on time. Alvin, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by. Continued success and Boomer Sooner.